Penguin Audio presents On Beauty by Zadie Smith, read by Peter Francis James. Chapter 1. One may as well begin with Jerome's emails to his father. 2. Howard Belsey at fast.wellington.edu. From Jerome Abroad at easymail.com. Date, November 5th. Subject, none. Hey, Dad. Basically, I'm just going to keep on keeping on with these mails. I'm no longer expecting you to reply, but I'm still hoping you will, if that makes sense. Well, I'm really enjoying everything. I work in Monty Kipp's own office. Did you know that he's actually Lord Monty? Which is in the Green Park area. It's me and a Cornish girl called Emily. She's cool. There's also three more Yank interns downstairs, one from Boston, so I feel pretty much at home. I'm a kind of an intern with the duties of a PA, organizing lunches, filing, talking to people on the phone, that kind of thing. Monty's work is much more than just the academic stuff. He's involved with the Race Commission, and he has church charities in Barbados, Jamaica, Haiti, etc. He keeps me pretty busy. Because it's such a small setup, I get to work closely with him. And of course, I'm living with a family now, so it's like being completely integrated into something new. Ah, the family. You didn't respond, so I'm imagining your reaction. Not too hard to imagine. The truth is, it was really just the most convenient option at the time. And they were totally kind to offer. I was being evicted from the bed-sit place in Marylebone, and the Kipps aren't under any obligation to me, but they asked and I accepted, gratefully. I've been in their place a week now, and still no mention of any rent, which should tell you something. I know you want me to tell you it's a nightmare, but I can't. I love living here. It's a different universe. The house is just, wow, early Victorian. A terrace. Unassuming looking outside, but massive inside. But there's still a kind of humility that really appeals to me. Almost everything white, and a lot of handmade things, and quilts, and dark wood shelves, and cornices, and this four-story staircase. And in the whole place, there's only one television, which is in the basement anyway, just so Monty can keep abreast of news stuff, and some of the stuff he does on the television. But that's it. I think of it as the negativized image of our house sometimes. It's in this bit of North London, Kilburn, which sounds bucolic, but boy, oh boy, is not bucolic in the least, except for this street we live on, off the high road. And it's suddenly like you can't hear a thing, and you can just sit in the yard in the shadow of this huge tree, 80 feet tall and ivied all up the trunk, reading and feeling like you're in a novel. Autumn's different here. Fall much less intense and trees balder earlier. Everything more melancholy somehow. The family are another thing again. They deserve more space and time than I have right now. I'm writing this on my lunch hour. But in brief, one boy, Michael, nice, sporty, a little dull, I guess. You'd think he was anyway. He's a business guy. Exactly what business I haven't been able to figure out. And he's huge. He's got 2 inches on you, at least. They're all big in that athletic Caribbean way. He must be 6'5". There's also a very tall and vibrant daughter, Victoria, who I've seen only in glimpses. She's interrailing in Europe. But she's coming back for a while on Friday, I think. Monty's wife, Carlene Kipps, perfect. She's not from Trinidad, though. It's a small island, St. something. But I'm not sure. I didn't properly hear it the first time she mentioned it, and now it's like it's too late to ask. She's always trying to fatten me up. She feeds me constantly. The rest of the family talk about sports and God and politics, and Carlene floats above it all, like a kind of angel. And she's helping me with prayer. She really knows how to pray. And it's very cool to be able to pray without someone in your family coming into the room and A, passing wind, B, shouting, C, analyzing the phony metaphysics of prayer, D, singing loudly, E, laughing. So that's Carlene Kipps. Tell Mom that she bakes. Just tell her that, and then walk away chuckling. Now, listen to this next bit carefully. In the morning, the whole Kipps family have breakfast together and a conversation together and then get into a car together. Are you taking notes? I know, I know. Not easy to get your head around. I never met a family who wanted to spend so much time with each other. I hope you can see from everything I've written that your feud or whatever it is really a waste of time. It's all on your side anyway. Monty doesn't do feuds. You've never even really met properly. Just a lot of public debates and stupid letters. It's such a waste of energy. Most of the cruelty in the world is just misplaced energy. I've got to go. Work calls. Love to Mom and Levi. Partial love to Zora. And remember, I love you, Dad. And I pray for you, too. Phew. Longest mail ever. Jerome. XXOXXXX. 2. Howard Belsey at fast.wellington.edu. From Jerome Abroad at easymail.com. Date, November 14th. Subject, hello again. Dad, thanks for forwarding me the details about the dissertation. Could you phone the department at Brown and maybe get me an extension? Now I begin to see why Zora is enrolled at Wellington. Lot easier to miss your deadline when Daddy's the teacher. Smiley face. I read your one-liner query, and then like a fool I searched for a further attachment, like, say, a letter? But I guess you're too busy, / mad, / etc. to write. Well, I'm not. How's the book going? Mom said you were having trouble getting going. Have you found a way to prove Rembrandt was no good yet? The Kipps continue to grow on me. On Tuesday, we all went to the theater. The whole clan is home now. And saw a South African dance troupe. And then going back on the tube, we all started to hum one of the tunes from the show. And this became full-blown singing, with Carlene leading. She's got a really terrific voice. And even Monty joining in too, because he's not really the self-hating psychotic you want me to tell you he is. It was really kind of lovely. The singing, and the train coming above ground, and then walking through the wet back to this lovely house, and a curried chicken, home-cooked meal. But I can see your face as I type this, so I'll stop. Other news. Monty has honed in on the great Belsey lack. Logic. He's trying to teach me chess, and today was the first time in a week when I was not beaten in under 6 moves, though I was still beaten, of course. All the Kipps think I'm muddle-headed and poetic. I don't know what they would say if they knew that among Belseys, I'm practically Wittgenstein. I think I amuse them, though, and Carlene likes to have me around the kitchen, where my cleanliness is seen as a positive thing, rather than some kind of retentive syndrome. I have to admit, though, I do find it a little eerie in the mornings to wake up to this peaceful silence. People whisper in the hallways, so as not to wake up other people. And a small part of my backside misses Levi's rolled-up wet towel, just as a small part of my ear doesn't know what to do with itself, now Zora's no longer screaming in it. Mom mailed me to tell me that Levi has upped the headwear to 4, skull cap, baseball cap, hoodie, duffel hood, with earphones on, so that you can only see a tiny, tiny bit of his face around the eyes. Please kiss him there for me. And kiss Mom for me, too. And remember that it's her birthday, a week from tomorrow. Kiss Zora, and ask her to read Matthew 24. I know how she just loves a bit of scripture every day. Have classes started? Love and peace and abundance. Jerome, XXXXX. P.S. In answer to your polite query, yes, I am still one. Despite your evident contempt, I'm feeling quite fine about it, thanks. 20 is really not that late among young people these days, especially if they've decided to make their fellowship with Christ. It was weird that you asked, because I did walk through Hyde Park.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?